listen everybody to the words I have to say. Better get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ and lovers of the second coming of Christ. This is Daniel White III with the Second Coming Watch update. This is update number 907. Let's take a quick look at today's prophecy-related headlines, which point towards the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world as we know it. First, today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to Al Jazeera, the United Nations warned that escalating fighting in northwest Syria could end in a bloodbath, as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan phoned Russia's leader to discuss the quickly deteriorating situation. The Kremlin said Russian President Vladimir Putin and Erdogan agreed to intensify talks on Syria's Idlib region to reduce tensions and implement a ceasefire. Putin told Erdogan he was seriously concerned by the aggressive actions of rebels in Idlib. Idlib is the final stronghold of rebels fighting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government during a 9-year war that has killed hundreds of thousands of people and displaced millions. Second, today, under the sign category of pestilences and fatal epidemic diseases, according to the BBC, Saudi Arabia has temporarily halted the entry of pilgrims entering the country to visit holy sites in an attempt to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The Saudi government said it would suspend visas for Muslims seeking to visit Mecca and Medina. Millions of Muslims make the journey each year, especially during the month of Ramadan, which starts in April. Saudi Arabia has also suspended visas for tourists from countries with confirmed cases of the virus. It is not clear when the visa restrictions will be lifted or how Ramadan and the major Hajj pilgrimage will be affected. Third, today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to the Jerusalem Post, incoming rocket sirens continue to wail after Palestinian Islamic Jihad announced it would stop firing rockets toward Israel. More than 100 rockets were fired by PIJ on Monday during several barrages from the Gaza Strip toward southern Israel in a second day of violence with the Iranian-backed terrorist group. Nevertheless, an Israeli security official said Jerusalem has received messages from various ranks within the PIJ regarding a desire for an immediate ceasefire. But Israel was skeptical of the claims and only would believe actions on the ground rather than words. The official said the IDF will continue to act until quiet is restored to the south. Fourth, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Israel National News, the world powers that remain party to the nuclear deal with Iran expressed serious concerns about Tehran's violations of the pact, while acknowledging that time was running out to find a way to salvage it. Wang Kung, Chinese ambassador to the United Nations in Vienna, told reporters after talks in Vienna between the parties to the deal, including Iran, that they are racing against time to work out a specific solution so as to safeguard the 2015 agreement. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, as the deal is known, promises Iran economic incentives in return for curbs on its nuclear program, with the goal of preventing Iran from developing a bomb. However, Iran has gradually scaled back its compliance with the 2015 deal in response to the U.S.'s withdrawal from the agreement in May of 2018. In one of the moves, the Islamic Republic restarted uranium enrichment at the underground Fordo facility in violation of the deal. Fifth, today, under the sign category of reestablishment of Israel in the Holy Land, according to Breaking Israel News, recently scientists have been shocked to discover that the sinkholes appearing around the Dead Sea are quickly filling up with fish and other forms of life previously unseen in the inhospitable region. Now another rare life form has been witnessed across the northern shoreline of the Dead Sea, colorful floral landscapes, thanks to Israel's record rains. Thanks to God, the breathtaking flower trails have sprouted from the cliffs to the shoreline of the northern Dead Sea area. The existence of fish in the Dead Sea, a reality that seems rather to contradict the laws of nature, has been explained by science and biblical prophecy as written in Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 8 and 9. The prophetic passage of scripture that we are looking at today is Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. It reads, "Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Kibar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. In the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiakim's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel, the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Kibar, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him." Beloved, allow me to share with you some commentary on this passage from Exploring Bible Prophecy from Genesis to Revelation by Dr. Tim LaHaye and Ed Heinsohn. The national and spiritual restoration envisioned by Ezekiel did not occur literally with the post-exilic community. The returned Jewish remnant did not even attempt to implement Ezekiel's detailed plan for a new temple when they constructed the second temple. Therefore, critical scholars argue that a literal fulfillment was never expected. Rather, they say Ezekiel's prophetic language was hyperbolic or exaggerated speech common to the apocalyptic genre, whose imagery served to create an inspirational fiction. Christian scholars accepting these prophecies of Ezekiel as apocalyptic or as symbolic have traditionally read Ezekiel's prophecy of restoration in chapters 40 through 48 in light of John's vision of the church in the New Jerusalem, claiming that just as the vision of the heavenly Jerusalem is largely symbolic, so is the vision of the earthly Jerusalem given in these chapters. However, Ezekiel complained that a symbolic understanding of his prophecies was the problem of the unbelieving constituency of his audience. Then I said, "Our Lord God, they are saying of me, is he not just speaking in parables?" Ezekiel himself gives the reader every impression that he expected a literal fulfillment of his prophecies. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophetic passages of the Holy Bible in our next podcast. Our second coming quote for today is from A.W. Tozer. He said, "This is the kind of age and hour when the Lord's people should be so alert to the hope and promise of his coming that they should get up every morning just like a child on Christmas morning, eager and believing that it could be today." Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your first coming and your second coming. And Lord, we look forward to it. We pray with John, please come quickly. Until then, Lord, help us to be obedient and faithful, and help us to tell others about you until you come. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.